When I began to meditate and seek the Lord about what I needed to do tonight in this special service, I relived Moses' statements to Pharaoh about the children going out of Egypt with him. And I'd like to read a couple or three of those verses, Exodus chapter 10, beginning with verse 8. And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, Go serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he, that is Pharaoh, said unto them, Let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Then he says in verse 11, Not so, never. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. I'll leave off reading there. You recall that Pharaoh made four compromises with God's mandate. The mandate, you recall, was, Let my people go. Let my people go. And in chapter 8, verse 25, his first compromise is, You can go, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. You can go, but you're not going out of the land. And then the second compromise is in that same portion, verse 28. Moses said, Yeah, we're going to go 3 days' journey into the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away. In fact, he said, entreat for me. Make a prayer for me too, Moses. So the mandate was, let my people go. Pharaoh said, okay, but you have to stay in the land. Then he said, when Moses replied, no, we have to go 3 days. All right, you can go, but don't go very far. Don't go very far. After a sixth and seventh plague, Pharaoh compromised again and said, I'll let you go, but you can't take your children. Moses, of course, said, We will go with our young and our old, with our sons and with our daughters. The last compromise is in chapter 10, verse 24. He said, You can go and you can let your little ones go with you, but leave your flocks and your herds here in the land. And then finally, you recall God sent the ultimate of judgment in Egypt, the death of the firstborn, and through the blood of the Passover lamb and God's mighty power, the children of Israel left Egypt. The burden of my heart tonight is to remind us to take our children with us. Take our children with us. The truth is, God's people are not made for this world. We're headed out of here. We must take our children with us by His grace and by His help. What I would like to do is say three things from these verses very briefly. I want you to notice, first of all, the typology of the circumstances. All of this is a picture of New Testament truth. It's an Old Testament picture portraying New Testament truth. There are three specific types or pictures here. First of all, the people, the children of Israel, typify God's people in all the ages. They were chosen by God, and the Lord now has raised up a deliverer, Moses, for them. So the people typify God's people. We'll keep that in mind. And then we have Pharaoh. The Pharaoh typifies God's enemy, Satan. I'll not get into the details of how Pharaoh is a picture of Satan, but one specific parallel is that Pharaoh was the head of the Egyptian system. And the Bible refers to Satan as the god of this world. God of this world. And then thirdly, I want us to think not only about the people typifying God's people and the Pharaoh typifying God's enemy, Satan, but the plagues, these various judgments, typify God's authority. Satan may be mighty, but only God is almighty. And in his judgment, he showed his might. So there is the typology of the circumstance. God's people are up against a great enemy, the enemy of God, Satan. But God is greater than our enemy. I want you to notice, secondly tonight, in Moses' response to Pharaoh, there's not only the typology of the circumstances, but there's the truth of the conflict. And this is the burden of my heart for these few moments. The truth of the conflict. Pharaoh had no desire to let the children of Israel out of Egypt. He didn't want them knowing some special freedom. And it is not Satan's desire tonight for any person to know freedom through Christ and his redemptive work. He wants to keep us in bondage, to keep us in captivity. And so there's a conflict. There's God's purposes, which are to take us out of Egypt and into the Canaan land or into victorious living. And then there's Satan's antagonism against that purpose. He fights us. I know we live in an hour where principles and truths taught in this Bible are mocked and doubted. And many would be hesitant to talk about a personal devil. But Satan is a real being, and he has set himself in array against the Almighty and his purposes. So there's a conflict. But as we come to this time tonight of the dedication of this child, the parents, the grandparents, all of us who are in this service, I want us to notice Moses' response to the conflict. He didn't back off. He said, "We will go." That was a determination in his heart. You see, the conflict, this war against the enemy, inducts every family in the kingdom of God. Unfortunately, there are some who never know about a spiritual battle. They're sort of carefree. They whistle. you know, through life and never realize there are any obstacles and that they are no match for the enemy. I was in a meeting years ago, and this pastor, we were both sitting on the platform, and he got up and he made this statement. He said, "I sense that the enemy is making a real attack on this service tonight." Well, I was sitting on the platform, so I could see the people's response when he made that statement. And some elbowed one another. Others sort of laughed as if to say, "Well, here we go again. The pastor's had a bad day." Or the pastor, he's feeling some kind of special raise. Something's wrong with him and we have to put up with it. But no, Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And I don't think any of us would deny this. One of his biggest battlefields in this hour involves our families, our homes, our children, and our grandchildren. But the conflict is for all of us. And I remind this dear couple tonight, Josh and Heather, that you're in a conflict. You're in a conflict. Of course, those of us who are older and have children and grandchildren, we may understand the conflict a little better than a young couple. I know when I first started preaching, I had some wonderful sermons on husbands and wives. Of course, that was before I was married. And I also had some great sermons on how to rear your children. That was before we had any. Now, I don't have any great sermons on those subjects. I just go around from church to church telling everybody, do as best as possible. Get along as well as you can. Of course, you know I'm cutting up. But it is a battleground, is it not? The enemy would love to destroy every Christian family. The conflict inducts every family. Notice he not only said we will go, but he said we will go with our young and with our old. The conflict involves every age. Now, some would say, how silly to have a baby dedication. The child doesn't even know what's going on. But this is a step in the right direction against the enemy's attack on God's people. It includes every age, the young and the old. I think that reminds us, and we parents can vouch for this, that just because our children become adults, that does not take away the battle. That does not alleviate us of the conflict. The burden is still there. So the conflict inducts every family, the people of God, and it involves every age. And here tonight, the couple is bringing a young one, just a baby, saying, by the grace of God, we determine we're not going to serve the Lord alone, but we want to take our children with us, the young and the old. And then he added, with our sons and with our daughters. This conflict not only inducts every family and involves every age, but it includes every sex. Both male and female are involved here. I do realize that there's controversy about which is the most difficult, to raise sons or to raise daughters. But the truth is, without the Lord's help, we'll never even get them raised. It involves each child, the boys, their battles, particular battles that we must wage regarding the boys and their future. And there are certain battles that we must be involved in when it comes to the girls and their future. So the typology of the circumstances are clear, and the truth of the conflict is set before us. There's a battle going on. Now, let's come to our responsibility. I want to say a word about the triumph of these combatants. Moses and the children of Israel did experience victory and conquest. One way they experienced victory was Pharaoh did say, all right, you can take the children. In his fourth compromise, he agreed to let them take the children. They weren't to take any sacrifices, he said, but take the children. Moses, of course, reminded him, how can we worship? How can we have a feast without sacrifices? And then when the children of Israel left Egypt, we're told that they went out with their children. With their children. Years ago, I was preaching on the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea. And I thought I had told the story, but we got in the car and started to leave. And my wife and daughters began to talk to me about my sermon. They concluded that I was not imaginative enough, that I did not use my imagination in the sermon. I thought, you know, I tried to paint the picture. Here you've got these walls of water and these thousands and thousands of people going through. And so I finally, in somewhat disgust that they would even question my sermon, I said, well, what would you say? What would you have said? And one of the girls spoke up and said, Dad, you know they had water on one side and water on the other side. Can't you hear some of the children saying to their moms as they go through, look, Mom, it's like Marine World. I said, no, I didn't hear that. I didn't imagine that. But they did go out. Children went out with their parents. Now, if our children go out with us, I want to just mention three responsibilities for the parents, the grandparents, and even friends as we have concern about one another's children. The triumph will involve, firstly, a war, an active opposition against Satan. We must, as Moses said to Pharaoh, we must make it clear, we will go. We will go. We're not planning on half-hearted service. We want to serve him wholeheartedly. With our whole family, dad, mom, and the children, there must be an opposition or a war against Satan. Secondly, their victory did not happen overnight in Egypt. This is before the Red Sea opened, sometime before the supernatural intervention. Moses is waging war with Pharaoh. So I would say, secondly, not only must we war against Satan, but we must wait on God. We can't save our children, can we? And we can't make our children serve the Lord. Over the years, one of the things that I have been concerned about when I would be around a baby dedication, that some might get the idea that this is some kind of special protection for the child. No, this is not any salvation for the child or a salvation promise for the child. We must wait on God to do the work in the children's hearts, the children's lives. Some of us may have to wait longer than others. There is a war. We must war against Satan. We must wait on God. Then watch them now. They're coming out of Egypt. You remember the pillar of fire by night pillar of cloud by day is before them. The brightness, the Shekinah glory of God, the light of heaven is before them. How are they going to triumph? Not only by warring against Satan and waiting on God, but by walking in light. In fact, perhaps one of the greatest weapons we have as parents is to walk in light. After we've said all we know to say to our children, after we have prayed all we know to pray, after we have exhibited all we know how to exhibit as parents, we must walk in light. We must obey God and follow His Spirit as we move through this world. Here we have Moses saying to Pharaoh, we will take our children. We will take our children. I trust God will put it in each of our hearts to say that as well tonight. And in particular, this young couple, Josh and Heather, as they bring little Hayes tonight for this time of dedication. I want you to pause with me for a brief word of prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee for this occasion. We thank Thee for the opportunity to give back unto Thee that Thou hast given unto us. We ask, Lord, for all of us who are associated with this time and with this event, that Thou wast pull upon our hearts to say with Moses, we will go with our sons and our daughters, with our young and with our old. We ask that Thou wast renew our commitment in this age where there are so many forces pulling and so many facets of opposition. We ask that Thou wilt help us to determine and to fasten our focus upon the will of God and march forward in the light. Now we ask that Thou wilt help us in these moments of dedication, and we'll be grateful for Thy mercies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.